When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. You can follow me over on Twitter at esidery, E-S-I-D-E-R-Y. I'm Basketball News' national NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider. We're back with you today here on a Tuesday afternoon. We took a small two-day break. First one was due to some scheduling conflicts, and the second one yesterday, obviously, no NBA games. We are back in your life again for this Tuesday afternoon to go over a loaded Tuesday slate in the association, 12 games in total. We'll give my picks, get to spread for every single game. And as always, make sure to follow along with us on basketballnews.com. Subscribe to the basketballnews.com podcast network and read basketballnews.com. And make sure you also listen to Basketball News Podcast Network. Like Dunker Spot just released an episode today. There's so many great podcasts on basketballnews.com, so go ahead and check that out right now. But let's go ahead and dive into a huge, loaded 12-game slate in the NBA tonight for a Tuesday with no NBA games last night and Monday. And our first game up here is the Cleveland Cavaliers at the Orlando Magic. The Cavs are 8.5-point favorites today against the Magic in Orlando. I love Cleveland here. I know they're dealing with some injury issues, but I do believe Cleveland gets this one done and covers the spread. The Magic are really honing in, trying to get a top pick in this year's draft. A week left into the season, I don't really see much motivation on Orlando's side. I think we see Darius Garland have a huge game tonight for the Cavaliers, which propels the Cavs to an easy double-digit win over Orlando as they try to lock in a playoff spot within the loaded Eastern Conference. So we're going to go ahead and take a big Darius Garland game and lock in the Cavs to win and cover the 8.5-point spread in Orlando. So let's move on now to our next game, the Philadelphia 76ers at the Indiana Pacers. The Sixers are 11-point favorites today over the Pacers in Indianapolis. This is a game where I think it's the best bet of the day. We're locking in immediately right now on the show. I think James Harden and Joel Embiid both go off in this one. Tyrese Haliburton is the only good spot for the Pacers right now. I don't see much of any resistance from Indiana. They have a terrible defense. Outside of Haliburton, not much going offensively. This is a team that is desperately trying to get a top five pick in this year's draft. They're trying to get a Jaden Ivey, a Paolo Banchero, one of those guys this year's draft, to make their rebuild really expedite forward and take it to another level. I don't see any resistance here from Indiana. I think Philadelphia rolls in this one by 15 to 20 plus points. I love the Sixers here with a great value on the spread here at minus 11. So let's go ahead and lock in a big Joel Embiid game to get his MVP case even further. We're going to lock in here Sixers minus 11 over the Pacers. And now let's go ahead and lock in our next game on the board, the Toronto Raptors hosting the Atlanta Hawks. The Raptors are 4-point favorites today over the Hawks in Toronto. Don't look now, but Toronto is one of the most underrated teams, one of the most quietly underrated teams in the NBA and the entire Eastern Conference as well. They've been on a roll since the All-Star break. Pascal Siakam is playing an All-NBA level. Fred VanVleet has been incredible as well as a backccourt complement. OG Anunoby and Scottie Barnes are ferocious on both ends of the court. This team set up very well that can make a surprise run to like an Eastern Conference Finals. It would not surprise me at all, to be quite honest, if Toronto did that. I think they're very much locked into a top five seed in the East this year. They're one of the five best teams in the NBA, or excuse me, the Eastern Conference, in my opinion. So we're going to go ahead and lock in this one as another best bet of the day. I think Trae Young could go off for the Hawks, but outside of Trae Young, I really don't like their matchup here against this long, lengthy Raptors team. So we're going to go ahead and lock in as a best bet of the day. Raptors minus 4 and at least cover the spread at home against the Hawks. And now let's go ahead and lock into our next game, which is the Brooklyn Nets hosting the Houston Rockets. The Nets are a massive, this is probably the biggest spread I've seen all season long, a massive 17-point spread against the Houston Rockets at home today in Brooklyn. Obviously, Kyrie Irving's playing. Kevin Durant is playing. It's really a full group for the Nets today. But man, 17 points is a lot of points, folks. Like that's a lot. Like I understand the Rockets been slumping as of late, but Jalen Green is fun when he gets going. Alperen Şengün is a fun rookie as well. I mean, Kevin Porter Jr. can get hot as well. I have a hard time seeing how this team, I mean, at least on the betting perspective, how you feel comfortable locking in the Nets winning by 18 or more points. That's just a lot of points for me. This Nets team can be a little bit inconsistent at times against lower opponents, which is the exact example today. So I actually kind of like here. I like the Rockets to be feisty a little bit. I like them to probably lose by like 10 or 11 points today. But I think 17 points is way too much in this spot. I think we're going to take the Rockets as the underdogs here, massive underdogs, to at least cover the plus 17 point spread against the Brooklyn Nets. Probably big games from Irving, probably big games from Kevin Durant as well. But I think Jalen Green shows out in this one. I like the Rockets here to cover the spread. So let's lock in Rockets plus 17 and go on to our next game here. The Miami Heat hosting the Charlotte Hornets. The Heat are 5.5 point favorites today over the Hornets in Miami. I love the Heat in this spot. I think we see a bounce back game from Miami. They're trying to lock in for the postseason here. I think we see big games from Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Kyle Lowry as well. This Heat team could really go on another deep run in the Eastern Conference this year. I really believe that. But they've been so inconsistent as of late. This was like an ideal opportunity against a Hornets team that is very much improved compared to last year. They have a super fun offense. I improved defense over the last couple months, but this is just a bad match for Charlotte. I think we see LaMelo Ball get locked down a little bit. I think Miles Bridges is the same thing. I think Miami's defense just overwhelms Charlotte in this matchup. So I love the value on the spread here at -5.5 in favor of Miami. So we're going to go ahead and lock in here. Heat -5.5 over the Hornets in a really stylistic matchup I love for Miami. So let's go ahead and move on now to our next game here. Two tanking teams on the board. The Oklahoma City Thunder hosting the Portland Trailblazers. The Thunder are 4.5 point favorites today over the Blazers in Oklahoma City. This Thunder team is definitely trying to tank right now. They actually just beat the Phoenix Suns somehow, who are resting a lot of their guys at home a couple days ago. I think we see back-to-back wins here for the Thunder. I think we see Alexei Pokuševski, Trey Mann. There's a lot of intriguing young pieces in Oklahoma City compared to Portland, who really has no intriguing pieces outside of Anthony Simons. So I love Oklahoma City here at home. They've been our team all season long here on Lifting the Bets. That wins us back a lot of money. So we're going back on that well, back on the strategy here, and taking the Thunder here to win and cover the 4.5 point spread as favorites. So let's go ahead and hammer Thunder -4.5 over the Blazers and move on to our next game here. The Milwaukee Bucks at the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks are 6-point favorites today over the Bulls in Chicago. I love the Bucks here, to be quite honest. The Bulls were so hot early on the season. All-star break happens. They've just been nothing since then. I mean, the Alex Caruso, Lonzo Ball injuries have loomed large over the last couple of months. Caruso's back in the lineup. Lonzo Ball is still not. But I do believe that we see Milwaukee come out with a vengeance today. The defending champs are trying to lock in for another postseason push for a championship. And we see big games from Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday. I could easily see also big games on the other side from DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine, but 3 is better than 2 here. I expect a big game from Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's really forcing himself back into the MVP conversation. So let's go ahead and hammer here as another best bet of the day. Bucks -6 over the Bulls. And move on to our next game here. The Minnesota Timberwolves hosting the Washington Wizards. The Timberwolves are 12.5 point favorites today over the Wizards in Minnesota. Obviously, Kristaps Porzingis is fun to watch right now for the Wizards. If you haven't, by the way, go check out my feature piece I wrote on Porzingis when he was on the Mavericks back in December. It was a really intriguing story diving deep into the layers of Porzingis and his career so far. Obviously, another turn now after being traded from the Mavericks to the Wizards. But I do believe Minnesota has a big matchup today that I love across the board. I think Karl Anthony Towns is going to have a big game. Anthony Edwards and D'Angelo Russell should ball out in this one too. Huge backcourt advantage, who I do believe in this one. We're going to see an easy win for the Thunder, for the Timberwolves. All three of their young stars, Towns, Edwards, and Russell, I think will have big games in this one against the Wizards. So let's go ahead and lock in Timberwolves -12.5 over the Wizards and move on to our next game here, which is the Denver Nuggets hosting the San Antonio Spurs. The Nuggets are 8.5 point favorites today over the Spurs. This is a game to me where I think it's going to be very fun to watch, but in the end, Nikola Jokic is the best player in the NBA. I'm very confident in saying if I had an MVP vote right now, it would go to Nikola Jokic, just starting to crystallize more and more for me over the last couple weeks. Just the way that he's playing is just nothing short of incredible right now. I think Jokic is a triple-double monster, as you guys all know by now. I think we see a big game against the Spurs, who are trying to lock in a postseason berth tonight. So they're going to be playing with all their marbles on the table. I do think we see a big game for DeJounte Murray. The Spurs team can be very feisty. But in the end, I think we see a special game from Nikola Jokic. I'm talking like a 30-point triple-double, like a 30 points, 15 rebounds, 11 assists on along those lines. Then Nikola Jokic carries his Nugget team once again to an impressive victory as they look toward the postseason. So let's go ahead and lock in Nuggets -8.5 over the San Antonio Spurs and move on to our next game here, which is the Utah Jazz hosting the Memphis Grizzlies. The Jazz are 5.5 point favorites today over the Grizzlies in Salt Lake City. There's a lot of smoke around the Jazz right now, just with how disappointing and inconsistent they've been since the All-Star break. They're one of the best teams in the NBA in the first few months of the season. But since then, it's been like a 500 basketball team, just hasn't carried over. There's smoke now around Quinn Snyder, potentially leaving the Jazz as head coach, go coach LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and the Los Angeles Lakers this offseason once they fire Frank Vogel next week. That could really be something that could have a domino effect on the organization. Same thing goes here for Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. That relationship seems like on and off the court, it's reaching its boiling point. I think one of those guys would probably trade this offseason, probably more so Gobert, because you want to keep around Donovan Mitchell. He's probably their best star they've had since the prime Jazz years of a couple decades ago. I think we see a situation where probably Gobert is traded this offseason for whether it be like a team like Charlotte or Dallas or someone along those lines. I could offer a King's ransom to the Jazz for Rudy Gobert. So I could easily see Quinn Snyder moving on, Rudy Gobert being traded and kind of resetting around Donovan Mitchell until his contract expires in the next couple of years. But either way, this Jazz team, I think, is looking for a statement tonight. Still no Ja Morant for the Grizzlies, who is resting due to his injury. I think we see a bounce back game for the Jazz. A lot of negative in the press right now for the Jazz. But this is a situation to me from a betting perspective where I feel like we see the Jazz come out with a vengeance tonight and put on a statement kind of show. So I love the Jazz here in this spot. I think they win outright against this Grizzlies team and cover the 5.5-point spread. So let's go ahead and hammer here. Jazz minus 5.5 over the Grizzlies. And we watch our next game on the board here, which is the New Orleans Pelicans at the Sacramento Kings. The Pelicans are 7.5-point favorites today over the Kings in Sacramento. This Pelicans team has been awesome to watch since the All-Star break. That CJ McCollum trade has been huge for this organization. Being able to add him in alongside Brandon Ingram. Jonas Valanciunas had a great season as well. No Zion Williamson all season long for the Pelicans, but they are probably on the birth of locking in a play-in spot, I believe, tonight. So that could happen here where they win over the Kings. I think that happens tonight. This Kings team is tanking right now. They're resting their key guys like Sabonis and Fox, and it's really Davion Mitchell show right now for the Kings, and I don't think it's going to be enough tonight against this Pelicans team trying to play and lock in a play-in spot. Willie Green is an underrated coach in the NBA, covering him in Phoenix for the last couple of years. He has the Pelicans on the right track there. I think we see a big game tonight from this Pelicans group. So let's lock in Pelicans minus 7.5 over the Kings as a best bet of the day here on Nothing But Bets as well, and lock in our final game of the slate tonight, Tuesday. In the Valley, we have the Phoenix Suns hosting the Los Angeles Lakers. The Suns are a massive 13-point favorite over the Los Angeles Lakers today. If the Suns win, they officially break their franchise record for most wins in the season. Obviously, it's the Lakers. It'll be a charge of atmosphere. No LeBron James tonight, who was just ruled out, according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski and Shams Charania of The Athletic, due to an ankle injury. So no LeBron tonight. It'll just be Russell Westbrook and Anthony Davis trying to beat the Suns team. I have a hard time seeing it happen. This could be a very charged up atmosphere in Phoenix tonight. Their second to last home game of the season, so it'd be a lot of fans in the building, a sellout. I could see some Lakers fans in the building as well. But I think we see a very charged up playoff-like atmosphere tonight in the Valley at the Footprint Center. I think we see a big game from Devin Booker, Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton. I think across the board, the Suns' depth and the overall star power that the Suns team has at an underrated level will be too much for Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, and this inconsistent Lakers team to handle. So we're going to lock in here Suns minus 13 over the Lakers and move on now to go over our picks against the spread for every single game here. A loaded 12-game slate we just went through for every single one of you. So let's go over our picks for every game, and it is as follows. Cavaliers minus 8.5 over the Magic. 76ers minus 11 over the Pacers, Raptors minus 4 over the Hawks, Rockets plus 17 over the Nets, Heat minus 5.5 over the Hornets, Thunder minus 4.5 over the Trailblazers, Bucks minus 6 over the Bulls, Timberwolves minus 12.5 over the Wizards, Nuggets minus 8.5 over the Spurs, Jazz minus 5.5 over the Grizzlies, Pelicans minus 7.5 over the Kings, and Suns minus 13 over the Lakers. So appreciate everyone listening in, as always, to the podcast. We're the guys every single day, Sunday through Sunday, to give you the NBA betting edge for a tip-off. Make sure you follow me on Twitter if you haven't already, at eSidery, at E-S-I-D-E-R-Y. I'm your Phoenix Suns beat writer, local gambling insider, and national NBA reporter for basketballnews.com. And make sure you subscribe to the basketballnews.com podcast network. So many great audio episodes over on the basketballnews.com podcast network. So many great shows if you haven't had a chance to check them out as well. And make sure you read basketballnews.com every single day. We're your one-stop shop for everything NBA and basketball itself. So appreciate everyone listening, and as always, Nothing But Bets. We're with you guys every single day to give you that NBA betting edge for a tip-off. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. In the meantime, make sure you're locking your bets for an absolutely loaded Tuesday slate in the association, and happy betting to you.